Hello, everybody, and welcome to Cozy Cryptid Podcast. I'm your host, Tanner, and thank you for joining me this week as we talk about Mantita Pereira. Mantita Pereira is a mythical creature or character from Brazilian folklore. She is often described as an old woman with long, disheveled hair and long fingernails. According to legend, Mantita Pereira is a shapeshifter who can transform into a bird or other animals, is known for her ability to cast spells and curses. It sounds very much like a skinwalker. Mantita Pereira is said to be haunt the forests in rural areas of Brazil, and her presence is often associated with death and misfortune. It is said that she can be summoned by those who seek revenge or wish to harm others. However, she can also offer protection and good fortune to those who show her respect and offer her gifts. In some versions of the legend, Mantita Pereira is often associated with the practice of black magic and said to be the leader of a group of witches who gather in the forest at night to perform their rituals. Overall, Mantita Pereira is a fascinating and mysterious figure in Brazilian folklore, representing both the power of magic and the fear of the unknown. Mantita Pereira is a well-known figure in Brazilian folklore and has many stories and legends associated with her. Here are a few examples. One legend tells of a group of hunters who were out in the forest when they saw a woman with long hair and sharp nails. The woman approached them and asked for a light for her pipe. The hunters offered a match, but she refused and instead blew on the pipe, which produced a bright light. The hunters realized that the woman was Mantita Pereira and fled in fear. In another story, a man was walking home late at night when he heard the sound of a bird calling out his name. He turned to see a large bird with red eyes, which he recognized as Mantita Pereira. The bird began to follow him, and he ran home as fast as he could. Next day, the man became very ill and believed that Mantita Pereira I put a curse on him. Some stories describe Mantita Pereira as a protector of the forest and its animals. In these tales, she's said to punish those who harmed the environment or its inhabitants. For example, if someone were to kill a protected animal or cut down a sacred tree, Mantita Pereira might appear to them in the form of a bird and scare them away. Overall, the stories about Mantita Pereira reflect the fear and respect that people have for her power and as a shapeshifter and a sorceress. While she can be dangerous to those who cross her, she's also seen as a guardian of the natural world and a force for justice. Mantita Pereira has inspired various forms of art in Brazil, including literature, music, and visual art. Here are a few examples. Many Brazilian writers have incorporated Mantita Pereira into their works, including Jorge Amado, who wrote about her in his novel Tenda dos Milagres. Other writers such as Mario de Andrade and Juan Marias Rosa have also referenced her in their works. Sorry for butchering those names. I'm so sorry. By the way, Mantita Pereira has been in the subject of several Brazilian songs, particularly in the genres of folk and traditional music. One of the most famous is Mantita Pereira by Waldemar Henrique, which tells the story of a man who is pursued by the shape-shifting witch. Mantita Pereira has also been depicted in various forms of visual art, including painting, sculptures, and illustrations. Some artists have portrayed her as a fearsome, otherworldly creature, while others have emphasized her connection to nature and the forest. In all these forms of art, Mantita Pereira represents a rich cultural heritage, a connection to Brazil's folklore and traditions. Her image continues to inspire artists and creators to this day. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So, like, very much like a skinwalker, like, protector, like, don't cross me. I'm evil. I am, it's like, Chase Thing Witch archetype, you know? That's what it seems to be. Short one today. Short one this week. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to, you know, subscribe, like, review. Follow the socials on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, Cozy Cryptid Podcast, Cozy Cryptid Pod on Twitter, I think. That's what it is on Twitter. Thank you. Appreciate you, and have a good one. Thank you.